The ice is cleared from Lake Erie and the temperatures are on the rise, two factors that are prompting boaters to set sail on area waterways. That activity will likely be on the rise during the coming holiday weekend, prompting us to reach out this morning to Petty Officer Second Class Lauren Laughlin of the United States Coast Guard.
So this weekend, National Safe Boating Week kicked off. It runs from May 21st to 27th. And that is the week before Memorial Day weekend, which is the official start of the boating season. So right now, the Coast Guard and partner agencies are pushing our safety messages, hopefully to prepare boaters for when they get out there in case there's an emergency. Right now, we're trying to get the message out that safety before boating is imperative. If you're prepared when you go out there, in case there's an emergency, you're ready to handle it.
I would think when it comes to boating, a lot of people probably do take for granted the level of safety that may or may not be available. What are some of the small things that are big things that people overlook?
The Coast Guard provides free vessel safety checks. That's one thing that many people don't know. You can call up a Coast Guard station. You can call up the Coast Guard Auxiliary. There's a couple other different options, and you can go, and these trained professionals will teach you everything you need to know about boating safely. They will work with you to make sure that you have the proper equipment before going out, and they will check your vessel to make sure it's seaworthy. Many people don't know that you can get a free one. You can go to www.safetyseal.net, and you would click on, I want to find a VSC, a vessel safety check. And that way you can find an examiner close to you. Like I said, they'll work with you to make sure you are prepared 100% before you go out there.
And then finally, what about for the Coast Guard? How busy does it get once this boating season gets going in earnest?
You know us Great Lakers. We love our winter, but now that it's getting warmer, we want to have some fun in the sun. So you have so many boaters who are taken to the lakes to recreate out there. You have the paddlers, the boaters, swimmers, stand-up paddlers. That's now a Special Olympics sport. I mean, everybody loves the water. We're going out there, and unfortunately, people are just running out there to have fun without thinking first, and that's the problem. In 2015, there were 626 boating fatalities. Many of those could have been avoided had they taken the steps necessary to avoid them. You know, wear your life jacket, have more than one way to communicate in case there is an emergency. Don't just take your cell phone. When you drop a cell phone in the water, can't use it anymore. Get a waterproof marine radio. Get a emergency positioning indicating beacon. That's a great piece of equipment to have on your boat. You don't even have to work it. When you hook an EPIRB up to your boat, if something happens, it'll call automatically. Sends a GPS signal to emergency responders. They will come and find you.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
No problem.